Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 5, God's Intention with Job, A Good Man Becoming a God-Man. Monday, Related Verses. Genesis 1, verse 26, And God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Job 2, verse 3. And Jehovah said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil. And he still holds fast his integrity, though you have moved me against him to destroy him without cause. 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been manifested what we will be. We know that if he is manifested, we will be like him because we will see him even as he is. Romans 8, verses 14 to 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery bringing you into fear again, but you have received a spirit of sonship in which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, on the one hand, heirs of God, on the other, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him that we may also be glorified with him. Job 42, verses 5 and 6. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes.
Suggested reading. Job 1:1 says, There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and this man was perfect and upright, and he feared God and turned away from evil. Being perfect is related to our inner man, and being upright is related to our outer man. Furthermore, to be upright means that we are not crooked or biased. In addition to being perfect inwardly and upright outwardly, Job feared God positively and turned away from evil negatively. However, God did not create man merely to fear him without doing anything wrong. The Bible tells us that God created man in his own image and after his likeness that man may express him. This is the most positive thing above all positive things. The most positive thing is to express God. To express God is higher than fearing God and turning away from evil. Another word used in relation to Job, the man, is integrity. In Job 2:3, Jehovah tells Satan that Job still holds fast his integrity. In verse 9, Job's wife asks him, Do you still hold fast your integrity? In 27:5, Job says to his friends, Until I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. Finally, in verse 31:6, Job declares, Let God know my integrity. Integrity is the totality of being perfect and being upright. It is the totality of the perfection plus uprightness. With respect to Job, integrity is a total expression of what he is. In character, he is perfect and upright, and in his ethics, he has a high standard of integrity. It was not easy for God to gain a person like Job who feared God and turned away from evil. Yet what Job had attained was altogether vanity. It did not fulfill God's purpose, and it did not satisfy God's desire. Thus, God was lovingly concerned for Job. Ethically speaking, Job was very good. According to human eyes, there was no problem with Job. God even boasted to Satan regarding how good Job was. Only God knew that Job had a need, that he was short of God. Eventually, God's intention was to make Job a man of God, filled with Christ, the embodiment of God, to be the fullness of God for the expression of God in Christ. Not a man of the high standard of ethics and Job's natural perfection, natural uprightness, and natural integrity, which Job attempted to maintain and hold. Such a person, constituted with God according to his economy, would never be entangled by any troubles and problems, so that he would curse his birth and prefer to die rather than to live. In his economy, God's intention is to dispense himself into us to be our life and our nature, that we may be the same as he is in life and nature, and in order to express him. God's stripping and God's consuming are to tear us down. We are fallen and natural men. As such men, we need to be torn down. Then God can have a base, a way to build us up again. In his economy, God's intention is not to make man, to fallen man whole. Rather, God's intention is to tear us down and rebuild us with himself as our life and our nature, that we may be persons who are absolutely one with him. God's stripping and consuming were exercised over Job to tear down Job down, that God might have a base and a way to rebuild him with God himself, that he might become a God-man.